This audio has been developed by Sangam Books Publication Private Limited, Nepal. Paragon English Book 5. Unit 1. Listening. 1. What questions do you like to ask when you meet new people? 2. Listen to the text and answer the questions.
Welcome back to class. I was looking forward to meeting you. I'm Sarika and I'll be your teacher this year. I always enjoy staying at home and reading a good mystery book. I'm not much of an outdoor person. I love cold days where I can wrap myself in a blanket and watch serials. Do you know why I love English? Because it makes me feel like I have a superpower. And my goal this year is to help you become the best English speakers possible. Now, tell me about yourselves. What do you love the most?
Unit 2. Listening. 1. Tell your friend the things you have in your room. 2. Listen to the text and tick the correct answer.
I'm Mohan. Here I'm going to talk about my room. My room is my favorite place to live in. The size of my room is 12 times 12 feet. It is big enough for me to study and live. In the right side of my room, there is a big frame of my parents and me hung on the wall. Under it there is my bed. There are a blanket, two pillows, and my lovely big doll. I choose green bed cover because I want to match it with the wall's color. My bed is so comfortable. Beside my bed, you can see a big window with a green curtain. When you watch outside from the window, you can see green garden. I really like to open the window in the morning so that the sunshine enters my room and fresh air makes my room perfect. Under the window, there is a table and a chair for me to study. There is a big mirror hung on the cupboard door on the left side of the table. My room is the heavenly place for me. I feel joy in my room because it is clean and green that makes me calm. So I love my room.
Unit 3. Listening. 1. Have you ever been to a birthday party? 2. Listen to the text and mark true or false with a cross.
Do you know about Hema? She was born on the 2nd of February 1982 in Chitwan. Hema's sister, Juna, was born on the 30th of December 1975. Hema was in Kathmandu last month for Juna's birthday party. It was a surprise party. Hema's children were in Kathmandu with their grandmother. The birthday party wasn't big, but it was very amusing. Hema and Juna's parents were at the party too. Some friends weren't at the party because it was a party only for the family. Everybody was very happy during the party.
Unit 4. Listening. 1. Do you apologize when you do any mistake? 2. Listen to the text and complete the text.
During a spelling test at school, my teacher said the word we were to spell. I did not understand what he said and asked him to repeat it. After he did, I still did not know what the word was. I took a quick peek at my neighbor's paper and wrote the same word on my paper. I received 100% on my test. That night I felt really bad about what I had done. I told my mother what I had done and that I was scared to tell my teacher. We decided to write my teacher a letter of apology and tell him the truth. I requested that I should retake the test. I went to school and handed my teacher the letter. He read it and said that I could not retake the test, but that he would mark one word wrong. I felt so much better inside. I did not get 100% on my test, but it was worth it.
Unit 5. Listening. 1. When do you congratulate your friend? 2. Listen to the text and choose the correct answer.
Dear Hari, congratulations. Finally you did it. I'm so proud of you on your success. Your luck always shines. I am very happy about your winning. I wish you get more success. Though there were the competent participants in the speech competition, you became the first. I know you were so confident and you spoke logically. I was so happy when you were delivering your speech in the contest. Your self-confidence and fearless spirit made you win the competition. Once again, congratulations.
Unit 6. Listening. 1. Have you ever bought anything from a grocery store? 2. Listen to the text and write true or false.
Balin is at the grocery store and he is very upset. He just bought some groceries and he cannot believe that he spent 3,000 rupees. He bought a few apples, a few potatoes, a little fish and some oranges. He also bought a bag of coffee, a little sugar, a liter of milk, a few eggs and a few onions. He didn't have enough money to buy any meat, toothpaste and yogurt. He spent all 3,000 at the store and he is only walking out with one bag of groceries. He cannot believe that food has become so expensive.
Unit 7. Listening. 1. Do you make any plan when you want to be free from a problem? 2. Listen to the text and answer the questions.
A big fat cat lived in a big house. In this house, there were a lot of mice. The cat hunted the mice because it made his owner happy, since she did not want any mice in her house. The cat and his owner lived together happily and she always praised him if he caught a mouse. Everybody in the house was happy, except the mice. They were scared and always had to hide when they saw the cat and could not just go anywhere they wanted to in the house and also could not get to the food. The mice decided to have a meeting about this situation. They were sick and tired of the cat catching their friends and they wanted to find a solution to their problem. They had to come up with ideas on how they would protect themselves against the cat. They debated the problem for a while. Nobody really had a good plan, but after a while the oldest mouse spoke and said, "I think I have a plan. We need to tie a bell around the cat's neck. That way we will always hear when he is close to us and then we can hide." The other mice were very excited and cheered because this was a brilliant plan. They would not have to look over their shoulder the whole time because they would easily hear the bell and would have enough time to hide. In the middle of their excitement, they heard a little voice saying, "But who is going to tie the bell around the cat's neck?"
Unit 8. Listening. 1. This is the picture of Pathabara Devi. Do you know where Pathabara Devi temple is located? 2. Listen to the text and write true or false.
Pathabara temple is a temple of goddess Pathabara Devi. Pathabara lies in Yangwarak rural municipality. It is situated on the top eastern part of Nepal. The temple lies in Tapuljing district. It is located at the elevation of 3,794 meters. Pathabara Devi is worshipped equally by both Hindus and Buddhists. Limba people call it Mukumling. It is considered one of the holy places for the Limba people. The goddess at Pathabara is believed to fulfill the dreams of her devotees. Pathabara Devi is considered one of the Shakti Peeths. Worshippers from different parts of Nepal and India visit the temple during special occasions. The pilgrims sacrifice animals and bring gold and silver as offerings to the Pathabara Devi. To please her, she answers prayers and is very important to both Hindu and Limba groups. The best time to visit the temple is between March to June and between September to November. The journey to Pathabara starts from Sukhothar, which is about
a 20-minute drive from Funling Bazaar, and then 1 to 2 hours drive from Sukhothar to Kafal Patti. Pathabara Devi is about
3 to 4 hours walk from Kafal Patti. Pathabara Temple is also a side route to the Kanchenjunga Base Camp Trek.
Unit 9. Listening. 1. Listen to the text and fill in the blanks.
There are many different types of beverages that people drink, including juice, soda, and milkshakes. However, the best type of drink for you is water. Drinks such as juice, soda, and milkshakes contain a lot of sugar, which has been shown to promote tooth decay. Water contains no sugar and no calories. Water also promotes healthy growth and helps your body function. So the next time you are thirsty, try a nice big glass of water. Health experts believe that people are eating too much junk food today. They also think that it is important for people to develop healthy eating habits at a young age. What foods should we include in our diet? We should eat fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, such as whole wheat bread and brown rice. We should also eat foods with calcium, such as milk, yogurt, and cheese. What foods should we avoid? We should not eat junk food, such as potato chips and candy bars. Junk food contains too much fat and sugar.
2. Discuss why the following food items are healthy and unhealthy. Unit 10. Listening. 1. Do you like cookies? What is your favorite dish? 2. Listen to the text and answer the questions.
Paul likes to help his mom make cookies. Chocolate chip cookies are his favorite. His mom likes them too. He adds the chocolate chips to the batter. Then he stirs them in. He forms the batter into balls and places them on a baking sheet. His mom places the baking sheet into the oven. When the cookies are in the oven, Paul licks the last bits of batter from the bowl. He can hardly wait for the cookies to be ready. In 30 minutes, the cookies are finished baking. The cookies are hot and yummy.
Unit 11. Listening. 1. What do you see in the picture? Is this the same or similar picture that you saw at the beginning of this unit? 2. Listen to the text and answer the questions.
Once upon a time, there lived a greedy dog. He used to roam here and there in search of food and water. One day, he was very hungry and he decided to search for food on the floor side of the bridge outside his house. He went across the wooden bridge and started looking for food there. Luckily, he found a big bone and he held the bone tightly in his mouth so that no other dog could snatch it from him. As he was about to eat the bone, he thought himself if any of his friends saw him eating there, he might have to share it with them. So he decided to take the bone back to his home. As he was crossing the stream, he looked into the water and saw another dog holding a bone in his mouth. He wanted the other bone as well. As he opened his mouth to bark, the bone fell into the water. He then realized that it was not another dog in the water, it was his own reflection. He lost the bone because of his greediness and had to go back home hungry.
Unit 12. Listening. 1. What are the four seasons? Name them. 2. Listen to the text and choose the correct answer.
Autumn is the season that falls between summer and winter. There are many changes that begin in this fascinating season. Days become shorter. Leaves of trees turn from green to vibrant red, yellow, and orange. Trees need sunlight to keep their leaves a lively green. Without sunlight, leaves turn colors. The grass is no longer blanketed with dew but with frost, almost every morning, as temperatures reach a freezing point. Animals start storing up a food supply to last through the long winter
months. These changes occur as we adjust from the heat of the summer to the chill of the winter months. These changes occur as we adjust from the heat of the summer to the chill of the winter.
Unit 13. Listening. 1. What do you want to be in the future? 2. Listen to the text and tick under true or false.
Sunil wants to be an actor. He is very good at acting and he has got a good memory. At school, he was a member of the drama club. Then he went to a special school for actors in Mumbai. Now he is looking for a job. It is very difficult to be an actor. So Sunil has got a part-time job. He is a dog walker. He walks dogs at weekends. He doesn't mind being a dog walker because he is fond of animals. He likes this job because he can earn some money and he has got the time to prepare for his theater or TV roles.
Unit 14. Listening. 1. Do you throw away the old dolls or give them to others? 2. Listen to the text and answer the questions.
Shanti was so excited for her birthday. She thought about the fun party she was going to have and the presents she would get. But her mom told her that she had to make room for new toys by choosing some old toys to give away. Shanti was not happy. She loved all of her toys. Her mom sat down with her in front of her toy chest. They looked through the toys one at a time. Most of the toys Shanti wanted to keep, her mom put them in the keep pile. When they got about halfway through the toy box, Shanti saw one stuffed animal that she had forgotten about. Oh, look at how cute he is. Keep him, please, she told her mom. Shanti, you forgot about him. Are you sure you will really play with him again? What if you get a new stuffed animal that you like better? Mom asked. Well, now I remember him. I will play with him. That's fine, but there might be someone else out there who would love to have him. Some kids don't have any stuffed animals, said Mom. Shanti said she would decide later. When they were finished, there was a very large heap pile, and some toys in the donate and maybe piles. Mom and Shanti cleaned the maybe and donate toys, then put them in bags. They went to a place where kids lived who didn't have homes and asked the workers if they could hand out toys. Seeing the kids' smiles made Shanti so happy, and a lot of kids said this was the only toy they had. Shanti turned to her mom and asked if they could get the maybe bag out of the car. The other kids needed those toys more than she did. Shanti felt so great that her choice made the other kids so happy.
Unit 15. Listening. 1. Do you know that this is the logo of Olympic Games? Discuss what the five rings mean. If you don't know, you can search from the internet. 2. Listen to the text and choose the correct answer.
The original Olympic Games took place at Olympia in ancient Greece in 776 BC. They included arts competitions as well as athletics, boxing, wrestling, and chariot racing. The first modern games took place in Athens in 1896, and continue to take place every 4 years in different countries of the world. The Olympic flag, with its five rings, represents the five continents of the world. The Olympics are the traditional world championship of athletics, but there are many other sports competitions. Swimming, rowing, gymnastics, and others. At each Olympics, the Olympic Committee includes new sports, making each Olympics more exciting than the last. The Winter Olympics are for sports such as skating and skiing. They take place 2 years after each Olympic Games. Competitors in the events win medals, a gold medal for first place, silver for second, and bronze for third. The very best athletes from all over the world compete in the Olympics. The Paralympics are for people who have got physical disabilities. Some of the competitors are blind or deaf, and many of them compete in wheelchairs. The Paralympics take place after the Olympic Games.
Unit 16. Listening. 1. Do you have your best friend? What is his or her name? 2. Listen to the text and answer the questions.
Hello, my name is Anuja and I'm 13 years old. I'm from Kathmandu. My best friend is Gomati. She is from Humla and she is 13 too. She came to Kathmandu with her family 4 years ago. At the beginning, she didn't speak Nepali very well. But now it's different. She's very hardworking at school and she's fluent in Nepali now. Gomati is tall and pretty. She's got long black hair and dark eyes. She goes to my school and she lives not far from my house. We often come back from school together. After school, we also spend some time together. I sometimes go to her house or she comes to mine and we listen to music and talk about different things like books, video games, and film. She likes reading a lot. Last year, she won a special prize for the best reader in our class. She's also good at English language now. My friend is not very sporty. She doesn't like team games, but she likes swimming. I like sports and we go swimming together on Saturday mornings. She's a bit shy with new people, but with me she's friendly and generous. I also admire her for adapting so easily to the new environment.
Unit 17. Listening. 1. Look at these pictures. Are they real human beings? 2. Listen to the story and put the sentences in the correct order. Write the order number in the box.
Tommy's robot. Tommy was a smart kid. He was great with computers and with tools. He was always searching for a new challenge and something new to build. Today, he decided to build a robot, so he went into his shop and got to work. First, he worked on the electronics. He had to get all the wires, lights, and sensors ready. He was very busy all morning putting the pieces together. Second, he started designing the body of the robot. This took a lot of metal and plastic. He chopped, cut, shaped and welded the pieces into the proper shape. It looked really good so far. Next, he began assembling the robot. He had to rework pieces to fit together just right. After all, the robot had to move around and do stuff. It was important to make sure it could do everything he wanted. When that was done, it was time for a lunch break. It was after lunch when he started working on the programs for the robot. It wasn't enough to have wires, lights, motors, and speakers in the robot. It had to do stuff, and that meant he had to use his computer to tell his robot what to do. The final step was to decorate the robot. He added stickers, paint, and decals. Then he added some neat designs to the robot's chest. Now it was finally time to test the robot. Tommy yawned and flipped the power switch. The robot hopped up and began moving around, full of life. "What are your orders?" the robot asked. "Clean up this mess. I'm tired and need to go to sleep," Tommy answered. Making robots was tough work, and he didn't even have the energy to play with his creation. Minutes later, Tommy was asleep, while his robot cleaned the shop.